I still feel like I'm torn between two messages on healing that. But I asked the Lord one time, because I got born again, and I mean God did. I mean, I got born again, and I knew I was born again. I knew something happened, and I'm going about life, and I'm walking out my salvation. You know, how many of us have got to walk our salvation out? That salvation that comes in us, getting born again, then there's a life after that. And there's more to experience in God after that. Deeper things of God, deeper anointings, deeper graces, deeper faith, and all of that. Well, I'm trying just to hang on to Jesus. Well, I told the Lord one day, I got through praying, and I stood up, and I said, God, I said, I know you're real, because I know I got saved. And you brought my family back and all of that stuff. I said, but God, where's the power that I see, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that Daniel in the lions, where's this power today, Lord? I'm not experiencing that I'm reading in that Bible to that, you know, that kind of degree. And the Spirit of God spoke to me. I was about 5 months old in the Lord. He said, that power is in you. He said, and then I thought, well, I need scripture for that. So scripture came to me where it says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. You know, and he said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then I was reading in Romans over there, I believe it's in Romans 8:16, it says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And I thought, glory to God. I thought, glory to God. There's that power. And the Lord told me, he said, when you need that kind of delivering power, you'll have that kind of delivering power. See, the power that you, me and you need today in this life that we live is already in us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in every believer. He's came on the inside of us, and he is the one that illuminates God. God's Word does. He illuminates, he brings revelation to us. He brings strength to us. I mean, he demonstrates power on this earth. Hallelujah. He's the one. Jesus operated in that same Holy Spirit. And the Scripture proves it out. Jesus was telling them he's going to be crucified. This they said, far be it from you, Lord. And he told them, he said, you don't understand. I'm paraphrasing a little. He said, if I don't go, the power can't come. But when I go, when I send, I'm going to send the Comforter to you. I'm going to send the one. In other words, he was telling them, I'm going to send the one that you've been seeing me operate in, and you're going to operate in him. See, we're not in modern times to where our God has changed to this culture. Our God is not changed to this culture. God said he is the Lord our God, and he don't change. Jesus Christ said in Hebrews, he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Jesus said himself, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, Jesus was God demonstrating, manifesting himself in the 3.5 years his ministry was going. He was demonstrating, if you've seen Jesus, you saw the Father. Well, what is he doing today? The same thing. I mean, he told them disciples, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're to go into all the world. We're the disciples. That's why the enemy, we had a very good Sunday school lesson this morning about the power of the devil, which he ain't got none. A lot of God's people believe the devil's in a lot of stuff that he ain't even involved in. Because we are the ones that stewardship our lives, hallelujah. We're the one that stewards, and we get in the Word. I was going to try to minister on growing up in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we can. Put that scripture up there, Beth. 1 Peter. Let's look at this scripture. He says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow by thereby. See, I read that one time and the Lord spoke to me. How many of those still speak to you? If you're reading the Word to know the Lord and to grow and want to know His will and how to be and all of that stuff, how what's pleasing to the Lord, then He'll begin to reveal Himself to you. He'll begin to quicken you to things and ways that you have that needs to be changed, that's been leading you to trouble, that leads you to victory. But he says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. The word grow means to develop, to get to mature, you know, not to stay baby Christian like I was, not to stay there in that state. Grow and mature to where you're not moved. See, and I read in there in the book of Acts where the Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit showed up to him and told him, everywhere you go, you're going to have trouble. I mean, man, told him about, you know, all of these things. And he says, but none of these things move me. My life is not dear to myself anymore. In other words, he wasn't considering what he's going through, and he was developing. He's the one that wrote that. See, if anybody had a reason to complain and quit on Jesus, it would have been the Apostle Paul. I mean, that dude went through more stuff, praise God, and showed us how to come out in a good attitude. I mean, come out in victory. Paul got victory everywhere he went, even though he was this shipwreck. And the Lord would show up and say, don't bail out. The Lord told me one time, he said, tell my people, don't abandon ship. Don't quit the church. Don't quit. Stay on the ship. Stay in that work that the Lord's got going on. Well, now just recently, I own my own business. And when you own your own business, you really ain't got nobody over you. I mean, you just ain't got nobody over you unless you're married. And they try to get up there. I'm being funny now. We really know, me and my wife really know that I'm to love her like Christ so loved the church. And if she submits to me as she would the Lord, then both of them working together, they ain't nothing can do anything with that. Because now you got God's anointing. You know, we realize that we're partners, that God called us and all of that, you know, and we're all called. Every one of y'all are called. You're called and chosen. You're in covenant with a God that don't break covenant. Bless God, and whatever you trust Him with and yield to Him and commit to do, He comes and backs you up with the anointing and grace and faith. Hallelujah. You cannot break my marriage. There ain't no woman can get me to even pay them any attention. And I believe the same way with her, you know. We made a covenant when we got married. And now we got God to help us. And even when she's going to leave me one time, I would not break covenant in my heart with God. You hate divorce, and she's going to hate divorce. I would talk to God about it. I'd be like, sure. Travis, he told me, he was 15. He said, ain't you going to go after Mom? And I said, nah, she'll be back. Why? Because I done give her to Jesus. I done trusted her over to Him, and praise God. And I'm not living that old life anymore. I'm not going down that road anymore. So I trusted God. See, when you're trusting God, you release Him to go and do the thing that the Word says that it'll do in your life if you believe Him. Everything is not up to God, left up to God. I know that's shocking. A lot of the church, a lot of God's people, they're like, well, God, whatever you want and whatever your will is and blah, blah. No, we done learned in there, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We got to understand that it's God's will, whatever. It's God's will that you be totally healed. Jesus healed you over 2,000 years ago. The Canaanite woman we just read about Wednesday night, praise God. I give you the testimony they went through. I've had open heart surgery and all of that good stuff. And I come out, begin to walk the Word and walk and depend on His faithfulness and all that. And I'm in better shape at 57 years old than I was when I was 30 years old, physically. I just went through another ordeal, praise God, and the heart doctor just told me, see, when we grow up in the Lord, when we grow in faith and we get established in faith and we get established in the, none of these things will move us. But until we grow and develop and get in there and do what Jesus did when these things come, then things are going to move us and things can rock us. I mean, Judas, I don't believe it's the will of God that Judas betrayed Jesus. I believe he let things get in his heart. I believe he let things get to him. I believe that he was a natural man just like me and you. I've been tempted to steal from Jesus. When I went through 2007 and 8 and all of that, come to the church preaching, and I told the Lord, I mean, I come to church and didn't even have the money to buy a Pepsi Cola for my 14-year-old son. We're down to nothing. We're down to 3 months behind on everything. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, let me just tell them. I said, they'll take an offering up. They'll help me. I even thought about, you know, taking a little bit. Well, the ox, you know, don't muzzle the ox. It treads out the corn. I mean, Satan spoke to Jesus up there in the wilderness and tried to get him to do it too. And the Lord said, I thought you believed me. And I thought, well, I mean, God, I do, God, but hey, man, you know, you understand. What do? You keep on walking by faith. Nobody in this church knew nothing. And it wasn't that I was trying to hide it. I'm fasting, I'm praying, I've been giving, I hadn't quit tithing, and all these things would come against my life, praise God. And God wanted me to come here and preach this faith stuff like I'm preaching right now, praise God. And then I realized this is how Paul was able to rely on God, and none of these things moved him. Praise God. Well, you know what? I mean, I came through it, lost nothing. One job God delivered me, and I never got behind again. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. But I took one scripture. Jesus is real to me, number one, because He saved me. I know He did. I know He's with me. I know the scripture. I know He's with you. I know He's with you. Well, I took one scripture in the middle of that worst battle I've ever been through in my life financially. My son lives on my property, and him and his wife's going to be homeless. They're going to be on the streets if I go under. It's going to affect everybody. I took one scripture where Jesus said, no man has left father and mother and lands and brothers and sisters for my sake in the Gospels and lost anything, but he shall receive 100-fold in this life. Lands, mothers, brothers, and you know what, praise God, I stood on that and I said, God, you are faithful to watch over your word, but God, no matter what it looks like or what it, and then I stood up and I told the devil, I said, you just mark it on your calendar if you got one, you sucker. I mean, if I was going to cuss, I'd cuss him. I mean, I told him one time, I said, if I could get my hands around your neck, I would choke you, I'd beat you. I hate him. Look what he does to people. Fools them in their mind that he's some powerhouse. Fools them in their mind so they don't believe God, that they're going under and they quit trusting God because they believe the lie. Now God can't work like he was. Jesus couldn't do no mighty works down there because of their unbelief. Only touch a few folk. Well, I stood on that word, praise God, and I told the Lord, I said, I will not lose nothing. I told that Satan, I said, I will not lose nothing. Mark it on your calendar. Not many days from hence. This is what we're supposed to do. All of us. We're supposed to stand in the face of adversity and say, but my God is bigger than this heart failure. This body is not me. This body is the temple of God, and this body is going to do what God's Word says that it's going to do. I know that sounds far out, but how many knows the Bible says that me and you are the temple, the dwelling place, right? The house that we live in this house. I said it Wednesday night, I just went to a funeral, and it just proves it one more time to me that that person that was walking around Blount County, when they're laying there in that casket, that proved to me that that wasn't that person. That person left, right? And that body's laying there. See, we got to have a revelation of this, that we are in here. This is our house. I mean, I wish God would have given me a little bigger car. I'm 5'6", you know. I mean, but I'm blessed because He gave me a little bigger one than Monty. He got a midget. And I got a mid-sized Toyota. Now, Chris, he's a Big Mac, you know. Praise the Lord. But laying off jokes aside, praise God, we govern where we live. I mean, we already have authority over Satan. The Bible says, submit ourselves therefore to God and resist the devil when he does what? If he tries to hang around, I mean, what are you going to do? You run him off. I was going down the road one time. See, faith will cause you to do stupid things seemingly to the world and to people that ain't never used it. I'm going down the road and I have these thoughts coming to my, bombarding my mind that my wife's going to leave. She's going to leave. I know you give her to God. She ain't going to stay. It's going to be the same. This thing don't work. And so I just run off the road, slammed on the brakes, slid down the side of the road, throwed it in park, got out of my truck, praise God, went around my truck, and people's going by. They're getting clean in the other lane. They think somebody's in the truck, and it's going down. I go around that truck, and I open that door, and I told Satan, I said, get out of my truck right now. I command you, get out. Well, I done heard and read in there that we take up serpents, right? We command that devil. He got out of my truck, and I never had to do that again. I just told him, don't come back to my truck. And then I'm going down the road years later when I learned that my mind was my mind, and I could be in control of what I thought, when I thought, when I wanted to think. I could think on the Lord 24/7. I can choose to think on Him. I can choose to think on Him when things ain't going right in my business. I can choose to think on Him when Teresa ain't acting just right, which is hardly ever. I've almost got her trained. I'm kidding. I try to keep her in the spirit. Because you know as well as I do, any of us get out of the spirit, and when she's in the flesh, good Lord, I would rather wrestle with the devil. So I endeavor to keep my wife in the spirit, and she endeavors to keep me in the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because we know that there ain't nothing the enemy can do when you're walking in the spirit. When the Bible says walk in the spirit, and we won't get angry and stay angry. We're growing. See, used to, I remember, you know, one time the Lord told me, he said, you're in a danger zone, he said, because, he said, you are your own boss. He said, you got to make sure that you let me govern you, or you'll fall into many snares. Because when you're your own boss and you got money, you do what you want to do when you want to do it. And so then I had to go and be led by the Spirit about everything, because I want Him to govern what I do, right? The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. Those that led means to be open to be willing to yield to. When God tells me to love my wife as Christ so loved the church, and I told Him, God, she will take advantage of me. And I'm telling Him how he needs to straighten her up and get her, you know. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, she's not your problem. He said, you are. He said, you are your problem. Like that. And I thought, man, if he just lived down here with her, he'd know what I'm saying the truth. We were little hellions now, I'm telling you. We raised ourselves. And we didn't like no kind of authority. We did what we wanted to do when we wanted to do. How many knows that don't work in the kingdom? If you get God's anointing and God's power and God's grace and all of God's benefits, that don't work in this kingdom. Humility is the way. Humility is what keeps you. Your humbleness is what keeps you close to the Lord. Being humble, praise the Lord. But they delivered some doors, I don't know, been several years ago. I've had to repent several times because my son works for me. And don't the Bible say, let your light so shine? I can shine a wrong light. Let your light so shine that men will see your good works and glorify your Father. And so there's many times I've got mad at people and I've come unglued and different things. And I've even had to apologize to Travis and tell him that wasn't a good witness. I'm sorry, son, that wasn't God. I got in the flesh and I, but anyways, this one particular time they brought a load of doors and all of my stuff wasn't there. It was something like $15,000-$20,000 worth of doors. I don't know, may have been more than that. And it wasn't even about that. They didn't have all the stuff, and so they said, well, we can't get it to you till next week. And I looked and I said, next week, huh? They said, yeah. I said, load this stuff up. I said, load all these doors. Get these doors. I said, I'm sending them back. I'm not buying them. And I'm walking around there, and I want to get a lighter, and I want to burn the building down that ain't even mine. I mean, I would have liked to jack the building up, the whole thing. The owner's standing there. I said, I'm sending your doors back, man. I catch you now. And then they're like, oh, let me make a phone call. You know, and I'm like, I wanted to say, don't even think about a phone call. I'm done. How many knows you're out of control when you're angry? You're making mistakes when you're angry. The Bible says you can get angry, but don't sin. You know, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't stay mad past sundown. Get rid of it before sundown. I don't care if it's your boss, if it's the cops treated you wrong, the hospital didn't give you no more painkillers and you're mad. I've seen Christians get slap upset. Stupid doctor ain't giving you more painkillers. I told one time, I said, I got some painkillers, man. You want some? Yeah. What kind you got? Lord Tauber. Been getting the name off all of them. And I said, it's the Word of God. And they're like, what? I said, yeah. I said, the Bible says that the Word's medicine to all of our flesh. Proverbs 4 says that the Word is medicine to all. That's why one of the reasons we need to grow in the Word. We need to desire the Word. We need to desire to know. And you know what, praise God? Well, several years later, incidents just happened last week. And I'll finish telling you a story about my heart in just a minute. Because it bears this. I'm telling you, victory's yours. And I'm telling you, good results can be yours. They can. I mean, it's very possible. I mean, the Word works. The anointing works. It destroys yokes and lifts burdens. I mean, when we let that work in our life, and grace can be multiplied and increased in our life to where, I mean, it brings things in like we want them, like we desire. See, we don't know what we really want, but the Bible says if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. I mean, His desires will become our desires. He said, commit your ways. Don't get mad anymore, Scotty. Commit your ways unto me, and I will bring it to pass. I'll give you those desires. I'll put desires in there. And it don't have to be for ministry. It can be to be debt-free. You have a God-given desire to be debt-free, and it drives you. God will do that. Or you know, kind of like Teresa one time, she says, I want a brand new trailer. And I'm like, sure you would. You sit here at the house and I'm the only one working. Why wouldn't you want a new one? I'm going to have to make all them payments on a brand new one. What's wrong with the used one? And she's like, well, Jesus rode a new donkey. I'm like, but that was Jesus. This is me. You know? I mean, bringing them scriptures out of there. Got a hold of the Word of God, and she wouldn't settle. She said, I believe it's okay with the Lord, bless God, and I believe we're going to have a brand new one, praise God. And you know what? I went around mad for about a half a day, and I knew the scripture where it says, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. So I had to get right there before we went to bed. I made it a thing. Every day, if I had something against somebody or got angry that day, before I go to sleep, I didn't want to do it. I wanted to say, God, just bring a little strike of lightning. Just fire them up a little bit. Lord, let them reap what they sow right quick so they know that you're real. He won't do it when I want that. He won't do it. He loves them. And so, you know what? Praise God. I got on board. I said, well, bless God, if he can get us a used one, praise God, hallelujah, we can live in a brand new one. Why not? Why not live in a brand new one? All went around, praise God, believe, and we lived in a brand new one. And you know what? I thought the payments would be a lot higher, D. But once it was all said and done, the payments were exactly the same amount for the new one as it was the used one. And the interest rates were actually cheaper on the new one than what we was paying on the used one. Ain't that amazing? Well, go on, praise the Lord. You know, and the doctor, the guy here just last Wednesday, he got a, now I purposed in my heart years ago, and I've been working on it, and I'm still under construction. I still have to keep that old man from coming back. How many knows your old man can come out of that casket any minute? That old way, we can go back and we can be the same old thing we used to be. I just had to apologize to a little fellow. I was hoping he'd come to church today because he had a bad witness out of two people. And I listened to it for 30 minutes, and then I waited till he got done. And I said, I'm very sorry that you had that witness out of them two. I said, that's not the witness of Jesus. I said, I'm not going to judge them because I don't know where they're at. I said, but that's not the witness of Jesus. I said, he's not like that. I said, so I would like to invite you to church. I was hoping he'd come today, praise the Lord. I said, but I didn't go down in them. Why? The Bible says love covers, don't it? Love covers. Love don't uncover. Even though I would have had a right to jump them and y'all, you know, y'all shouldn't have did that and blah, 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 blah. No, love covers. Love, I covered them up for him. For the Lord, hallelujah. See, that's why, you know, anger just don't work here very long. You won't stay here and stay angry. Why? Because he's here. You won't stay here and be in division in your home. Why? Because he brings unity wherever he's at, and I know he's here. He brings unity. Well, get up there. They did it again. It's jacking up 2 days. They didn't the stuff and blah blah blah. And I said, man, I looked at the paperwork and I said, they didn't even put it on there. Rah, 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 you know. Well, see, now this guy that's delivering, he's kind of a new guy, and so he's done heard that I'm the man. I'm the garage door man down in these parts. I sub a lot and been here 30 years, and I get jobs done, do them right, and all that good stuff, you know. So I got a good name with him, in other words. Well, I got that out of the Bible. I didn't have a good name back yonder. And I reading in Proverbs, and it said, a good name is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver. So I started telling God, God, I got to have that. I got to have that. That's your will. I see your will in there. What's happening? I'm reading the Word, now I'm growing. Didn't even know it. You don't even have to know it. Just want the Word and want to grow. Well, that guy, you know, I'm sitting there and I standing there and I thought, man, that's not good. That's jacked me up for 2 days here, not getting this stuff right here. And he's expecting me to get mad. He really is. And I'm standing there and he said, I'd get mad at him too. And I looked at him and I said, they can't nobody make me mad. I chose right then. They can't nobody make me mad. And then once I did that, I said, it's all cool. I said, I'll just take this off right here. They wouldn't answer the phone over there. They knew why they wouldn't answer the phone over there. They know my number. So anyways, I just took off what money they said I owed them that they backordered my stuff. And I took my little calculator and I took it all off and I sent them the check for what they delivered me. And once I did that, I didn't get angry. See, we don't have a right to get angry. I mean, they may do wrong. Somebody may do you wrong. But see, that's the enemy, that's one of his traps. Because he can cause people to think. I'm telling you, I can be under pressure and people that I don't need to call me will call me. And I've told Travis more than once that was the enemy giving them the thought to call me. But the Bible says that I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You don't wrestle against flesh, right? We don't go wrestling with people. We don't go start with, even though they do us wrong. They might do us wrong and all of that stuff, praise God. But if we yield to anger, we're giving place to that devil now. I mean, we're grieving the Holy Spirit, which whereby we're sealed. We're grieving Him. Now you'll lose your joy. Now you'll start to lose your faith. You'll start to lose your peace. You'll start to lose the things that give you joy serving God. I was thinking about this morning. I was riding with a guy one time, and somebody getting on his bumper really got on his nerves. I mean, Johnny, I mean, it's to the point to where he's like, he's a Christian too. And we're reading Deuteronomy 28 every day. And it really got on his nerves when somebody would get on his bumper. Travis has had that problem. I think he finally got over it. And so he's like, man, I get on my nerves. And I'd look in the mirror and I'd be like, well, it ain't bothering me, man. I mean, I've always thought, you know, maybe they got good insurance and If I have to hit my brakes, all of a sudden I get a Bahama trip. I won't fix the old clunker. I'll go to Hawaii or something. So, you know, if you want to take that chance, that's yours, you know. Well, anyways, I said, well, they're not really bothering me, man. Let them do what they want to. They went to driving school. They know they're supposed to be 300 foot behind. I know if a dog gets out, don't get mad at them because they're thinking they can't comprehend what you're up here thinking. If a dog jumps out, you go out to hit the brake and they're going to smack you in the rear end. I said, they can't read your mind. I said, but Satan does, because it's coming out of your mouth. I said, and every day you have that same problem. I said, I don't have it when I drive. And so then I noticed Monty that he's over there, blah, 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 and getting about this close to everybody. And so one day I told him, I said, you got the same problem you don't like everybody else having. He said, what's that? I said, here you are getting mad at folk back there for riding your bumper, and look how close you are right there. I said, now you're making those folk nervous. What if that's an old woman up there, man? And she looks back and sees you on her bumper and gets nervous and swerves off the road and wrecks. I said, you think Jesus would like that? Oh, well, I wasn't paying no attention. I said, well, maybe they wouldn't either. Why can't you think good about them back there? You know, just warn them a little. I warned one guy a little. And I mean, this dude come around me, shot me birds out that side and this side. And I mean, my first initial thought was, they ain't nobody in Blount County going to do me like that. I was just trying to get you awake to the fact. So what I'm saying is, I had to go on and I had to grow. I had to grow and I had to get to the point to where they're like, they shoot me birds. I'm like, peace, baby. Ooh, yeah, baby. Love you, love you. I don't have to feel it. At least I'm not going to jail. At least I'm not going to get beat up. I don't think anybody can, but I have been beat up before because I just thought everybody couldn't. I've always realized there's somebody, you know, even though, you know, I feel like I can take a lot, you know, somebody can take more. At least I'm not going to jail. I'm not getting tickets. And God's pleased with you. So if you're having trouble with anger, I don't care if it's people on your bumper. I mean, I have to ride with Teresa at one time, and I'm talking about she's trying to teach everybody how to drive. Could you not see? I turned my blinker on about far from here to where y'all park out there one time that got on her nerves. She's like, why you turn that blinker on that far for? And I'm like, well, I didn't realize I needed somebody in the driver's side of her telling me. I'm letting them know way back there so that they're safe. Instead of getting right at the road, turn it on. Then they nearly hit you. Then you jump out and have a Christian tantrum. I know y'all laughing, but sometimes God does. It makes it funny. But it's real serious. It's real serious that we never get mad. I mean, some of y'all have really tried to get on my nerves with the way y'all are. So don't sit back there and say, they're getting on my nerves, so I'm going to quit. No, we don't quit up here. Why? Because we endure hardship, right? We endure hardship as a good soldier. We endure hardship when they're on our bumper and we want to really let them know how dangerous that is and get upset. I've seen people mad 3 days. I got a brother that's give his heart to Jesus now. And I was out there back a year or two ago, led by the Lord, and I was being a blessing to him. And so while I was out there, he brought up my dead brother-in-law. Been dead for 20 years. You know, I'll tell you right now, that blankety blank, he called his name, you know, and he said, we was on the boat. He said, and I didn't lock it. And he said, and fish stole that reeling rod. He said, and he chewed me out. I mean, every time he'd see me, he chewed me out over that stupid blankety blank reeling rod. I mean, and I'm looking at him and I said, you still mad at him? Man, he's dead. He's in the grave. I mean, he's gone. I mean, you're mad. You are. I mean, he was really mad. And I'm like, are you still mad at him? Over a reeling rod. Wasn't a reeling rod. It's the way he talked to me. I'm like, good Lord, man. I said, you got to forgive him, man. He's dead. He's gone. He's out of here. He's still controlling you. Your mind. See what Teresa was talking about? Still control. Keeping those grudges from way back yonder. Killing himself. Looking rough, man. I mean, look, sin. Sin kills. Sin makes things bad for a person. Praise the Lord. Now I got to get to this because I got to close. We got to be back at 4. Some people don't get their nap, get them upset. That's me. Go get me a little nap going on here. Rest up a little, praise the Lord. Well, I get the report, go to my heart doctor. And I'll tell you this stuff for a reason, not just my story. I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I mean, I have to walk by faith. Not by sight, not by feelings, not by reports, not by any of that. And they gonna come. Things are going to happen, and how we respond to it is going to determine how much of the kingdom that can work for us or not. Well, I got the report. My main heart doctor, he calls. Hey, I need you to. He said we need to do one of them, whatever they do. They shoot that dye in there and goes through your heart. I call it a heart cath, or I don't know what it is. They give you some good stuff right before then. Man, if you need a rest, go to the hospital. They shoot you up with that, and you're like, yeah, baby, this is good stuff. Send me a bottle of that home with me. Well, anyhow, I said, well, whatever you need to do, Doc. He said, well, look, he said, only 60% of your heart. Now, I had heart surgery nearly 5 years ago. He said, looks like only 60% of your heart is getting enough blood. It's not getting enough blood. 60% is not getting enough blood. I said, well, whatever you want. Well, his thoughts, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. No, I can't take this. Heart trouble already. You know, I had these thoughts. I cast them down. I said, but God, the Bible says in Isaiah, whose report am I going to believe? The arm of the Lord is not short that he can't reach. His healing power has not lost any of its power. It's still, the word works regardless of what's going on. So I told the Lord, I said, glory to God. This is, Teresa, she looked at me. She said, well, go on and get it. She said, so it'll be documented. I said, yeah, that's a good way to look at it right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I believed God. I thought, glory to God. I'm going, my heart, I've got plenty of blood. I've got the blood of Jesus in these veins now. I mean, praise God. I plead the blood. I've got the blood applied. Praise God. Now, he can see what he can see, but I can see different results. Hallelujah. And I go on, cast those thoughts down. Don't think nothing about it. Nothing. I won't think nothing about it. I will not meditate on it. I'm actually anxious to get down there and get done with it. Praise God. So I go in there, praise the Lord, and I'm just praising God just like I normally do, and I just praise you, God, for victory. That's what I was talking about. Right in Paul and Silas's worst hour, praise God, they begin to praise God. See, it's easy to praise God when you're in here and we got the guitars flowing and all that, but how about when you're out there and life is going on and things are going down and things are going backwards and things are not working and feelings, you don't feel good. You don't feel good about your marriage. You don't feel good about your ministry. You don't feel good. That's the time to praise Him. Well, I go on down there, praise God. That little doctor comes in there and praise the Lord, and and I believe God for them to do it through my wrist, you know, because they got through your groin. You have to be awful weak. You can't bend down or nothing. I'm wanting to go to work. I'm not looking for a reason to lay out on Travis now. So anyways, they go through my wrist. Praise God. Well, he gets done. He looks at me and he said, hey, everything's normal. I said, yeah, that's what I'm looking for right there. Everything's normal. Praise God. Now, all of their tests, their EKGs, and all of their took pictures of my heart and then got on that fun treadmill. Woo, baby. That doctor, he said, you made it the whole 8 minutes? I said, yeah. I believe in God the whole 8 minutes. My body can't take it. I mean, I'm on that treadmill, praise God, hallelujah. I ain't never had one of them. I got a treadmill at home. I just don't ever use it. I thought I should have practiced up, you know. If I'd have been getting on that treadmill, then that hand back there works for me. He said, my God, I would have fell out. I know I would have fell out. I'd have run out of breath. I said, yeah, me too. Well, I'm on there in faith, believing God that I go through with this test, pray God, and He's going to help me. Didn't he say that the Holy Spirit is our helper? He helps us, and the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We're not just down here alone by ourselves. He's with us. He's in us. He's for us. He's not against us, and it is delights Him. The Bible says He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His saints, but I had to take authority over those blood veins. I had to take authority through faith. You do it through faith, praise God. How do you do that? You're going and you're looking for a good report, praise God, and I would tell the Lord, I thank You that Your healing ministry is working in me right now. And I thank You, Lord. It takes faith to do that. So I want to encourage you, praise God. Jesus said this. He said, if you continue in My word, then are you My disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know what that means? I got to the place to where don't get mad. Don't stop it. Continue in it. You know, I mean, my mindset, praise God. Told Teresa, she says, well, if something happens to me before it does you, you know, I mean, you need to make sure you get a good woman. You know, just discussing that stuff. And I told her one day going on the road, I said, I wouldn't have another woman. Got nothing to do with that woman. I said, that other woman, she done up around my age, and she done got 18 kids, and she got 63 grandkids and great-grandkids and Momo and Papa and all of that. I said, and then I'm going to have my grandkids out here, and they're all going to be, this is not good. I said, you know, the Bible says count the cost. I said, and I've actually went over it to see if I'd be able to take it. I probably wouldn't make it with Jesus that way. Praise the Lord. So I told her, I said, I'll just let my two grandkids come out, stay all the time. You know, I mean, I would let them move in if that's what they want. You know, y'all just have your way, you know, praise God. You're going to school and you're going to take a bath. Praise God, hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Don't grow and then throw your growth out. You know, when things are hard, seek Him. Get down. Spend time with the Lord. Keep your mind on Him, praise the Lord. Meditate on the Word day and night, praise God. Whatever you got to do, let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise You. And I thank You, Father, today, Lord.